Now, while Christian and his fellow talked in the dungeon, the giant and his wife were in bed, discoursing thusly.
And do tell, my love, have the prisoners taken our counsel?
Bah, no. They are sturdy rogues who choose to bear all manner of hardship rather than do away with themselves. I shall have to kill them.
Kill them? No. For then will they rise in the first resurrection to meet their Lord in the air. No, we must induce them to kill themselves, that their souls may die as well.
But what shall I do? I have starved them, thirsted them, beaten them, hidden them away from the light which they long for, the lice and mice bite and torment. What more can I do, my love?
Take them into the castle yard tomorrow, and show them the bones and the skulls of those whom thou hast already dispatched. Show them thy well-equipped torture chamber, and make them believe that, ere a week comes to an end, thou wilt stretch them, brand them, roast them, skin them, salt their wounds, and then tear them into pieces for fish food, as thou hast done their fellows before them.
Oh, Wavy, a good idea, good idea.
Methinks the older one is beginning to long for death already.
And so, when the morrow was come, he took them into his castle yard, all white with the scattered bones of multitudes. Now these were the bones of those who, through all the ages, had wandered into doubt.
You see these bones of millions. These were once pilgrims, the same as ye be. They wandered into my kingdom the same as ye have done. And when, over there in yonder fine torture chamber, I had made sport of them enough, I tore them into pieces, as I shall do unto you before 10 days have passed. Look with thy eyes and see thy fate. Listen with thine ears and hear thy dying agonies, which shall soon be thine own. And then remember the poison potion that will let thee slip away into pleasant and blissful sleep. And realize that even the giant of despair hath a touch of mercy. And now, off to thy cage with thee.
Take that!
And with that, he beat them all the way back to their foul and hateful dungeon. They lay, therefore, all day in a lamentable case as before. Now, when night was come, Despair and his wife, Diffidence, renewed their discourse of their prisoners.
Me can't believe it.
Believe what?
That neither blows, nor starvation, nor thirsting, nor fleas, nor threats, nor counsel can bring these ones to put an end to themselves.
They must yet have some hope about them. Either they yet have some trust in their Lord, or they may expect some friends to come and deliver them. Or perhaps they have picklocks about them and hope to escape. Have you searched them?
No. I shall search them thoroughly in the morning.